They were out on a day's fishing trip when their boat got caught up in the rip. It turned out to be a terrible day as they slowly started to drift away. They had nothing to eat and nothing to drink, and their hopes for survival were starting to sink. Many on shore thought it hopeless and said, "The boys are out there, but surely they're dead." They cried and they shed so many tears. They shared with each other their many fears, hugging and holding each other so tight. They prayed to God with all of their might as they sat in the bone-chilling wind. They prayed, "Father, forgive us, for we have sinned." The search went from rescue to recovery. The possibility of death became reality. People on shore said they couldn't survive. There was just no way that they were alive. "Lord, please take us, we cannot go on. Our friends and our family think we're already gone. Please let this pain and this suffering cease. Please just take us, let us go in peace." They cried and they shed so many tears. They shared with each other their many fears, hugging and holding each other so tight. They prayed to God with all of their might as they sat in the bone-chilling wind. They prayed, "Father, forgive us, for we have sinned." After 1 week, the thought of death they did yearn, but for them the tables did suddenly turn. For out in the distance a boat they did see, from their watery grave they were about to be free. After 7 long days they were on their way home. The adventure did end, they were no longer alone. The people on shore were yelling and cheering. God erased all the thoughts that they had been fearing. They cried and they shed so many tears. They shared with each other their many fears, hugging and holding each other so tight. They prayed to God with all of their might as they sat in the bone-chilling wind. They prayed, "Father,